Call us now. 877-937-1047. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
Drea's on the line. What up, Drea?
Hi, guys. I'm just calling in because, I don't know, So I'm 3 weeks into an engagement, which is awesome, but I've just been really kind of plagued by this feeling like, okay, I don't want to come across as like shallow, and I hope that that's not what it is. I just, so the ring is, it's really small.
Oh.
Oh, geez. Okay.
It's just, I don't know. I don't mean to be like, it's just that we had talked about like what kind of ring he would get me, and like it's not that.
Just out of curiosity, Kyle Payton, is bigger better for engagement rings?
Yeah.
For sure.
I was going to say, you are speaking to Ms. Kyle over here, who has a rock on her finger.
She does.
And your wife, who has a rock on her finger, and the same thing as John Jay.
I think, so. Honestly, like I do love my ring, and I think it's great, and I, like, there's always, like, oh my gosh, big diamonds are beautiful, I yeah. think. That's great, but, like, also, at the same time, like, if you're in love with your husband, and, like, you really want a bigger ring, if that's a priority to you, maybe you go, maybe it doesn't have to be a real diamond. Like, I just want it to look like this. Because they have, like, some really good, I think they're called like moissanite. It's like not a real diamond, but like mm-hmm. on a diamond tester, it tests like positive or whatever. And supposedly those are really good options if that's a priority to you. But I mean, like ultimately, and you probably said it in the beginning, like you don't want to sound shallow, you don't want to sound whatever. Like ultimately, it's not the ring that matters, it's the man. So if like, you know what I mean? You got to make sure you're getting the good one there, because you could always upgrade your ring down the line.
True.
Or get, you know, like get a falsie.
Here's what I'm taking this. Like Drea said that they talked about what kind of ring she wants yeah. and that kind of thing. So that's what I'm thinking about. You guys know I am actively trying to convince my boyfriend Kadeem to propose to me. Mm-hmm. And literally the other day, like last week, we were laying in bed and I was showing him what type of ring I want and what style I like and all that kind of thing. And I was like, you need to get with my mom and my grandma. Like, you guys need to go shopping. This is what I'm looking for. And he was like, hold on, like pause, rewind. Like, you're going to get the ring that I think you're going to like. And I'm like, no. Like, I am not okay with that, because I'm sitting here showing you what I want on a ring and what right. I'm going to love and be proud of and all that kind of stuff. And you're telling me no. Like, because you want it your way? That is not how that works. Isn't it a happy wife, happy life?
Yeah.
Like, we need to start that now.
I think, you know, he wants to be in charge of something. And here's what I did with Stacey. I'm like, you tell me exactly the cut that you want, exactly the thing you want, but let me pick the surprise of how I propose.
I would think your fiance would want you to have a ring that you really want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe you can't get the diamond as big as you want it, but then maybe you go, oh, if that's important to you, maybe we work on that for down the line or something. But it's almost like you don't want Kadeem to get you something that you hate wearing.
Yeah, right.
You know, or it's
right.
just not your style. Not necessarily that you're not grateful for the ring that he got you.
Exactly.
It's also a piece of jewelry that you're wearing every day.
For real. I think, Drea,
right.
I think you should like set your goal. Like, I think Kyle had a good thing. Like, upgrade it when you guys are ready, like maybe have that conversation, and it's like in 10 years maybe you get to renew your vows and that kind of thing, and then you upgrade.
I mean, I feel like, you know, we did talk about it, and I guess like I feel like it just went through one ear and out the other, right? Like, and I'm like, what, you know, and I show my friends and stuff, and like it's just, I am embarrassed and I feel really bad about it.
They go, oh. I like, one of my favorite yeah. slams is when you see someone that got engaged just for fun. I'll go, oh, that's cute. When are you getting the stone put in?
Oh, no.
Oh,
that is messed up.
That is messed up.
Anyway, Drea, I don't know if we guided you
like
anyway.
You would say that to me.
Oh, red no. flag. It's a red flag. He needs to dump you.
No.
Oh, no.
Drea, thank you for calling and thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.